No, never. Never had a problem with my own, so thank God.
Yeah.
How would you assess how your camp and preseason has gone so far, and what are you hoping to accomplish Saturday night?
I think camp is going good. I haven't done much in the preseason, but if I get an opportunity Saturday night, just hope to go in there and play to the best of my ability and, you know, put good film out there. And that's what you want to do, lead drives, go out there and put points on the board, as a quarterback should do.
When they signed you there, did you think this is a place that I have a legitimate shot to win a roster spot? And do you still feel that way with the maybe kind of
down? Definitely have an opportunity anywhere you are. You never know what the situation going to be. You always have to be ready. So, you know, just take advantage of your opportunities. You know, if you take advantage of your opportunities, you definitely have a shot to make any 53-man roster.
What do you like about this offense? That
you know, it's similar to the West Coast. Been to the West Coast before, but at the same time, it has a lot of dynamics where you can get the ball down the field to some of the fast guys we have, and that's what you like about it, you know, opportunity to get the ball in the playmaker's hand and allow them to make plays for you.
What do you see for some of the receivers that are fighting, especially the kind of guys that are fighting for spots there?
You see a bunch of guys that can play in the NFL, whether it's going to be here or somewhere else. A lot of these guys can play, and that's what you want in training camp, depth at the wide receiver spot, and I think that make all of us better.
That for some reason this place seems to kind of chew up quarterbacks and spit them out pretty quickly. Did that give you any pause before you came back here?
Nah, not at all. You never try to think about the past. You always prepare for the future. So when you have the opportunity, you pretty much want to move forward and take advantage of your opportunity. So what happened in the past, you can't change it, but you can also – can't predict the future, but you can control what go on day to day. So that's what you try to do.
Dad, what do you see in Terrell Pryor as a target? He's obviously a tantalizing physical specimen, and he's obviously making a tough adjustment. I'm just curious.
Just a big, strong, fast guy that has the opportunity to convert from the quarterback position to a wide receiver because of his physical tools. You know, just going out there getting reps. On a regular, I'm pretty sure he could transition pretty well. But as you can see, sometimes he's a mismatch for smaller DBs, and that's what the NFL is about. If you see like guys like Calvin Johnson, with his size in the uniform, that's one of the guys he resembles. Obviously, Calvin Johnson's a special player, but if he have an opportunity to continue to grow and develop into that, maybe he can be one of those guys.
That Coach Pettin said that you know, it looks like Johnny Manziel won't play Saturday, so you would handle the reps with obviously Josh. What would you think of that type of opportunity in terms of what you're talking about earlier, trying to make the roster?
It's a great opportunity. I mean, you have to go out there and show them that you're capable of stepping in and the offense not losing the beat as if Johnny or Josh was in there. If Josh was a starter and you put another guy in, can he continue to do the job that the starter was doing? That's the opportunity I would have on Saturday, and that's what I look forward to doing.
How much is being back with Roper mean to you, and has it helped your game at all?
I mean, you know, he's not actually involved with the quarterback. He's involved with the offense. But, sure. I mean, it's great just to have him here. Sometimes just a guy to talk to. Obviously, he was the guy I tipped my hat off to help me get to where I'm at today. Him coming in my third year at Duke. So we have a special relationship. So he's a very integral part of my life. And him being here is awesome, you know, because sometimes you just need that one person that know you best to talk to sometimes and not have that in Roper. So that's pretty cool.
Dad, you've been in some different locker rooms. What's the vibe about this one going into the season?
I mean, it was awesome coming back knowing some of the guys that was here when I was here before. So, I mean, the locker room, everybody's excited. We're competing every day. It's a young, talented locker room, and you know, hopefully it's a team that can go out there and compete every Sunday. And guys wonder why these guys can play, and that's the kind of vibe you get from this team.
Thad, obviously you come back here with more experience, but aside from that, why do you think you're a better quarterback?
You hit the nail on the head. Experience is one key, but being able to play in different systems and knowing be able to adjust and adapt, you know, it's kind of like you look at iguanas, you know, they kind of turn colors. They adjust and adapt everywhere they at. So everywhere I've been, I had to adjust and adapt. So that's just the thing about it, just adjusting and adapting and taking advantage of your opportunities when they come. So that's what it's all about.